The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Reefa Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
That's right, guys. Radio Boomers Live, and here we are. Reefa, hello, Reefa. Are you there?
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Do we have a bright-eyed and bushy-tailed Reefa this morning?
Well, I'm awake.
We'll see about that, huh? But, hey, Reefa, today is National Cat Day. How about that?
I'm a dog person myself, but I respect cats and cat people.
Beyond so much going on, Reefa, we had the Arts for Peace Award by Mooney Aroney's Award. It was a great event. We had,
I want to talk just a quick second about the Art for Peace Awards. I was there last night. There were so many people there. It was truly an international event. People were there in their native outfits, and people were there in their black ties, and the women were in gowns. Everybody looked absolutely marvelous. It's a historic event. Excuse me, I've got a frog in my throat. It's a historic event. There were all kinds of people from all over the world there, and I just want to mention that our own Carmelita Pittman got an award for spiritual music last night.
Oh, Carmelita's amazing. And Siobhan Roberts received a Arts for Peace Award for the best pop artist, and she thanked Eric and Easy Way for being a big part of her success, and gratitude is much appreciated, you know. And, you know, Reefa, I don't know if you realize, but Eric had advised Mooney, and she gave her the idea for the Arts for Peace. He created the term Arts for Peace, and he also made up the award on the computer. So he had a bit of an input on that, and but it turned out to be, from what I see, very good. And it was
crazy. There were a lot of people there, literally hundreds of people. It was a little crazy, as these larger events tend to be, but it really was quite an event.
9 a.m. tomorrow, Reefa. Don't forget, Eric's going to be announcing his new DirecTV channel. He's growing his empire. And he can officially say he is a national TV channel on 44 and 32. And I'm going to go over some more of the channels and so on and so forth. But I think with that, we have Hot Topic Time. Am I correct?
Yes.
And moving right along.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's Hot Topic.
Well, we already talked about the Arts for Peace a little bit, but I just wanted to say a little bit more. They were literally honoring people and cultures from all over the world there. Their goal is to just make people aware that and to stand for nonviolence, love, peace, and honor people who serve the people through the arts. And they had wonderful performances last night. Like I said, our own Carmelita Pittman received an award. Dr. Sherilyn Lee received an award. Siobhan received an award. It was really a very classy event. Like I said, it got a little crazy, though. There were so many people there. The red carpet was really hectic. And, you know, I want to spend a second just to explain to people, when you go to these events, the red carpet is really for the people who have a connection with the event or who really have something to promote that will promote the event. Some people think they just want to get on the red carpet to get their pictures taken. The problem with that is, those pictures don't go anywhere. If the photographers don't know who you are, if you're not going to get on Getty Images or Wire Images or one of the wire services, they don't really want to just take your picture unless you're going to buy your picture. So it shouldn't be as crazy on the red carpet. Some carpets are run better than others, I have to say, at the Easy Way events. We always have a well-run carpet. You can get in and out pretty quickly. You're not standing there for an hour. But a lot of it depends on the people that are there. So, people, I'm pleading with you, when you go to these events, if you're really just trying to get a picture taken, get a selfie on your cell phone. It'll serve you much better. But the Archer Peace event, all in all, was really a wonderful evening out. And, Jim, what's your hot topic?
Well, I'm going to be moving into my news updates as usual, and I wanted to correct myself. Eric says a TV show, national televised talk show, not a channel. Sometimes I'll get my wires crossed there. And again, congratulations to our Siobhan Roberts, who received the Archer Peace Award. And guys, we're gonna go over a little bit of the hot topics. What's going on? We had a Pittsburgh Tree of Life Synagogue. You heard about mass shooting, claimed 11 lives. 4 officers were among the wounded. Shooting classified as a hate crime, and the shooter is to be arraigned today. There are now 3 caravans of refugees fleeing Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador, heading up to what they feel is the promised land and a better life in the U.S. The numbers are swelling as many keep taking this long journey. There's, when you see a picture of it, there's literally thousands, like a 6-lane freeway as far as the eye could see. There's so many. I don't know how they, how so many people can manage along the road like that. Well, okay, so we have a kangaroo was getting caught in what is kind of out of its territory in Australia. He got caught in a surf, and a couple of the people who were on the beach fortunately saw it and pulled it out of the water. Movie makers, Halloween, closing in on $127 million. A Star is Born, just shy of $149 million. And Venom, $187 million. Those are the top 3. Dozens of fire trucks were on the scene at a 3-alarm fire. A big, the pallets. And this is a big pallet warehouse in the city of Industry. And when that starts, I was on the fire department in a suburb of Chicago, and when something like that starts, it's very difficult to fight. The heat's so intense that it evaporates the water. The battle against sex trafficking has gotten results in the city of Van Nuys. 1,700 people arrested, 100 of the, what they call them, pimps, and they're making headway there. And Mary Crawley Freedom Ball is becoming a force to be reckoned with. Fight against sex trafficking, December 7th in Dana Point. There will be another event with Mary's Freedom Ball. Dentists weigh in on Halloween candy. They say the worst for the teeth is the kind that sticks to your teeth. And the best kind that's not as bad is the chocolates. 2 Powerball winners reported for Saturday, $688 million jackpot, the 4th largest in U.S. history. The drawing came after someone won the, I think it was one person, won the $1.5 billion mega sweepstakes. So I guess they get about half of that. A 13-year-old was named as America's top young, a 13-year-old, get this, top young scientist for drastically improving pancreatic cancer treatment. A tennis player was playing his game in a tournament. And he quit, and he rushed over to comfort one of his teammates who was on the sideline who suffered from PTSD after a helicopter flew over, because after they're in a war zone, that could put them in a panic state. Big tipper. In Greenville, North Carolina, a man likes to see the reaction of, the waitresses when he leaves tips. When they just bring him water, he'll leave them a $10, $20 tip. And he saw the reaction, so he upped it up to $100 to $1,000. So that's an idea. Get a waitress job over there. And what do we got here? Dyson. Okay, I'll give you one more real quick. Dyson, you remember the vacuum? Well, they're joining the electric vehicle revolution, so they're going to start making cars to come out in 2021. and we'll wrap it up with that. Moving right along. It's commercial time. Four.
Are you tired of doing business the hard way? Is building your business taking too much time and energy? We can help. Introducing your ultimate solution, EasyWay Business Membership. We're a full-service digital marketing solution specializing in branding and marketing, advertising, and introductions to CEOs and influencers that can help your business thrive. Problem solved. Now you can hire our award-winning team to work for your business. We've received many prestigious awards, including the Digital Trailblazer Award by Hollywood Weekly Magazine, and we've been recognized by Congress. For just $11 a day, you'll get more exposure, reach more clients by next month, guaranteed. Here's how it works. You pay one low annual fee of $4,000, and you'll receive consulting, branding, marketing, advertising, social media support, product placement, and business introductions to help your business grow exponentially. And if you need more, we offer SEO, commercial, TV exposure, and much more for an additional rate. To recap, for just $11 a day annual membership fee, you'll receive branding, consulting, business-to-business introductions, advertising, and social media support. But don't take our word for it. Here's what our customers
say. We've been working with EasyWay, Eric, for the last 6 months, and literally we are slammed with work for 2 months straight, so his marketing definitely works.
To learn more, visit EasyWayNetwork.com or contact us at 877-399-2929. And don't forget to follow us on social media. On Facebook at EasyWay Network, Twitter at EasyWay Broadcast, and YouTube at EasyWay TV.
Looking to grow and align your brand with celebrities and other established brands? Your brand is all about your entire customer experience. Everything from your logo, your website, your social media experiences, the way you answer the phone, to the way your customers experience your staff. So why not let us help you get your branding right from the start? At EasyWay Promotions, we are a new class of professionals providing first-class online branding, promotion, social media, website development, editing, graphic design, public relations, media, SEO, and online advertising to give your business the competitive edge to stand out. Our highly experienced experts will not only help you increase your online presence, but also provide you with a proven online strategy to help you increase the value of your company and make acquiring new customers easier. So what are you waiting for? Contact us today and let us help you grow your business exponentially.
For more information, contact 424-209-9290 or visit EasyWayPromotions.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We also encourage you to like our Facebook page at EasyWay Promotions. Yes, indeed.
And
yes,
we're
indeed.
Back.
We're back. And I wanted to mention we have a gentleman, Kip, the celebrity sound guy. And you could find out information on Kip at the EasyWay Promotions page. And, Reith, I'm sorry. I know you're a baseball fan. Guys, it was Red Sox and Dodgers, and I think we all know what happened by now. We're talking about Dodgers and the Red Sox. First game, 4-8, Dodgers 2-4, second game, Dodgers 3-2, third, and the fourth game was 6-9. So guess who won, Reith? Last game.
Yeah, well, it wasn't the Dodgers.
1-5, yep. Dodgers got set back on that one, and the Red Sox took it. It was like the third or fourth time they've taken it since, 2008? So they're moving right along. Whew, had to take a breath on that one, but I didn't want to miss the World Series when I had that down on a special page, which I forgot to mention to you guys. And I'll tell you, there's so much stuff here, Reith, so much stuff. And
do we have our guest?
Well, let me tell you. We've got a very special guest here coming on, Tamara Hunter. She is the creator of Service Hero Award, the Service Hero Award, and she has her own show, and she's the founder of Chemo Buddies for Life. And this lady is Miss Resilient. She's got a story that's just amazing. Again, I could go into more of her bio, but it I eat up the show with that. So with that, I'm just going to bring out an amazing lady. Tamara, are you on with us?
I am. Hello.
There she is. Hello,
Good
Tamara.
Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning. How are you both?
Rita,
doing
Tamara.
Well.
And Tamara, thanks for coming on because I know you're a busy lady. And you are, I think your middle name should be Inspirational. I think that would be a good middle name for you. Tamara Inspirational Hunter. What do you think of that?
Oh, well, only if your middle name is Inspirational also, then, yeah, I'll go for it.
Tamara had me on her show, and I appreciate that. It was so much fun. And I kind of made a mistake. It wasn't Tamara's fault. I brought the laptop, and I'm not, like, Retha's into all this, and I'm not so much. You can't go too far from your source. And I thought, I'm going to go out in the backyard where I have a pretty background with the trees and all that. And so anyway, so let's move into Tamara Hunter. Well, Tamara, like I was talking to you, you could have been Tamara, the lady that worked at the post office. You could have been Tamara, the doctor, the lawyer, whatever. And you decided to really get out there. So what do you think it was that, I mean, we got your show and you got the founder of Chemo Buddies that helped so many people with the positive attitude and everything. What was it that kind of brought Tamara Hunter to this level that where she's at today, the inspiration and the shows and so on?
You know, I have to say it's really my family. I come from a family that is very, very much entrepreneurial, also very giving, very philanthropic. And so we were raised that way. And I actually thought that possibly I had missed my calling because I have my full brother and then I was raised with stepbrother and sisters. And so many of them had gone and done really cool things. And I had had an amazing career, nothing wrong with that. But I hadn't really gotten into what I felt possibly I was going to be called to. And it took getting, quite honestly, getting sick. Getting, you know, having to go through something that was pretty big to finally find my calling. And then it just has taken off from there. It's been, you know, actually I started the nonprofit first and then found because of the community that I'm working with that they needed to hear some good news. They needed it. It's just like what we were talking about, you know, James, about, you know, do we watch the news or not? Sometimes it's tough stuff.
It is. And, you know, there's so much of this negativity going on in the world. We all know that. But it's kind of how it affects some people, not only the news, but when you get news about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And,
right.
You know, we're talking about there can be some heavy stuff there. Retha and I have talked about health a lot and over the many channels we've done, shows we've done. And Retha and I also talk about the attitude is so important. You keep a positive, and you share that positive attitude with people. It's so important because with the Chemo Buddies and so on, boy, I'll tell you what, you really have to have that, right, Tamara?
You know, you do. And I come from a family, again, of four generations of cancer, all through one line, five people, my grandfather, my mother, my brother, my daughter, myself. And so going over multiple decades, hearing those three words that no one really ever, never want to hear them, but too many people are. And again, coming from the kind of family that I came from, you just hit things square and, you know, just square on. You just need to deal with stuff. And it's a matter of belief and attitude, how things turn out. And when you see that enough, you really believe it. And I absolutely do.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I come also from a family where we've just been ravaged with cancer. And I'm really interested in your organization, Chemo Buddies for Life. What do you do and what does that mean?
Thank you for asking, Retha. Chemo Buddies for Life, you may think because of the name that it really is talking about chemotherapy. We are not. I met my original buddy in a chemotherapy room. We ended up traveling 3 years through our treatment, surgeries, all of everything, every appointment that we had, we did it together. And our doctors and nurses saw that not only we were different, but when we were around, those around us were different and started pointing it out. And so What it means is that we are not about the type of treatment. Many people choose traditional, adjunctive, alternative, whatever. Our whole mission is just don't do it alone.
Yeah.
Have a buddy. And so it's about a buddy system. And it's not just
share.
The patient.
Yeah.
It's also the those people that love and support the patient.
And you just decided to one day to start something like that? You just figured the necessity, and that's what brought you to that?
And sort of. It wasn't in one day, and it actually, quite honestly, it was some coaxing from our nurses and our doctor. They were telling us each time we would go in, because we had to be seen a lot during a certain period of time, and they kept saying,
yeah.
We want to bottle you. And so my original chemo buddy was very, very out there, very funny, and I was the more, you know, serious one. So they would come to me, and my doctor finally just said, you need to go read a study. You need to do some checking into things. Well, it really was because we ended up having a luau. We ended up celebrating after a year and a half of going to the chemotherapy room for one of us to receive some type of therapy. We had a big, huge party. And that changed everything.
You know,
half a
year
later,
the attitude.
I was just
going to
go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes.
Go ahead. Finish
I was just going to share. Half a year later, we were told that one of the people in that room, she wasn't the sickest one in the room, but she had just died. And the reason was that they shared is because the only time they ever saw her smile was that day. Other than that, they never did the whole time she went through her treatment. It goes back to, again, Rita, what you were saying, attitude.
Yeah, attitude is everything. You know, they told me that I was going to need these. A lot of the guys had one bag. I told you this on your show, and some had two. And they said I needed five, and it was going to be a record breaker. And I'm thinking, right, they're telling you that the lymphoma's bad, the chemo's bad, the radiation. So I put a twist on that, and I said, well, I'm not getting that chemo. I'm getting the healthy chemo. And I just thought of it that way when I received the chemo. Like, this is like a vitamin. And I never got sick, and I had tons and tons of it. And everybody complained because that's the way they were told, and that's what they listened to. I wouldn't listen to that. So the attitude thing, how you think about it, it's literally scientific. And it's even in the Bible, the way in which you think determines the outcome.
Now, do
so
you teach people how to be positive, or do you actually provide chemo buddies for people?
Good question. It's a little of both. Right now, that's why I have the Service Heroes program, in truth. I started noticing that some of my stage fours were starting to get to a point where they wanted to give up. They didn't want to keep going. And, you know, and a lot of it was because they were starting to believe the bad news. There's nothing good out there to keep going for anymore. And so I listened to them. I then will then, you know, switch it around. Okay, so I need help doing this. And so then they get involved. We have a lot of our buddies are very involved in volunteer type positions. And then that's what started the Service Heroes program, because I knew that there's so much good going on out there, but so many people have the attitude that if I'm doing something good, especially in service, I need to keep it quiet, that quiet act of kindness. And I'm thinking, no way anymore. We need to shout that those
shout it out.
Good services at the top of the mountain and say, there's a lot of good out here. Look this way. And then I feature stories. Yeah.
You know, like Eric has his Easy Way Achievement Award. People like the gratitude. And when you have your Service Hero Award, I enjoyed it when you mentioned, you know, receiving the award. And everybody likes being appreciated, basically. And this is just another tool in your toolbox, you know. So that's what it was, basically, and you thought of the idea Service Hero Award. And
Yes, it was myself and Allison Larson. I was actually challenged by Tasha Cooney for the 365 Days of Awesome, and I took the challenge because I needed the content for my buddies, and I didn't quite know what I was going to do at the time. And that's right around the time that a few of my buddies were starting to really look, you know, get dark. And to answer the second part, Rita, of the question, we right now are manually putting together buddies, but that's, I'm going to be having a fundraiser to create a site where we'll be able to do that here soon.
Wonderful. When's the fundraiser?
It is on Giving Tuesday. the Tuesday that is right after Thanksgiving. It's going to be in Las Vegas. And we are going to be having four of our buddies. We're working right now to try to find sponsorships and everything to get four of our buddies to Vegas for a VIP experience. And our buddy community is so awesome in that a lot of them are even shut-ins, but they don't feel like they are because we do a lot of video, very much like the Easy Way family does, where we share everything, we stream, and so that they can feel like they're right there with whatever is going on. So those four are going to represent the whole community.
Oh, that'll be great.
So if someone wants to find out about the event, how do they, where do they go? How do they find out about being a sponsor or coming to the event?
They can find me, you know, the best at Facebook is a real good friend of mine right now. I do have a website, but it's not nearly as, it's not really functioning. So the best way to find me is on Facebook or email. So I'm Tamara Hunter, and then it's Chemo Buddies, the number four life is our fan page. So it's either Tamara
Chemo
Hunter.
Chemo Buddies, number four life. Okay.
Uh-huh, life. Chemo and then Buddies. I also have Tamara Hunter's Service Heroes page also. Any of those ways. And if they want to email me, the best way is Tamara, my first name, T-A-M-A-R-A, at my last name, Hunters, with an S, the number four, U-Y-O-U.com.
Right. And how do you reach out to individuals that could be a service hero? What's your prerequisition or what would you call it, your requirement?
Well, the way I've been doing it is when I found that I was going to be actually building a community, which I didn't know in the very beginning how I was going to best serve. And originally, my original chemo buddy was doing this with me, and we were trying to figure out what our platform would be. So I started doing the reporter on the street kind of thing, realized we needed to build a community. So I started going out there to get the word out. And that's where I've met so many service heroes. But the thing about it, James, that I and Aretha, that I want people to understand is that everybody is a service hero. They all have a service hero inside of them, because to me, you don't really need to be doing anything really truly what people would think grand to be a service hero. A small act of kindness at the very act, you know, at the time that someone needs it, that's a service hero. So, you know, and I have 365 days that I'm celebrating. I just did yesterday 134, so today is 135. So anybody that would like to tell me about a service hero that they've, or if they feel that they are one and they would like to let me know, please get a hold of me also, because I am always, in fact, I put these posts, I think, James, you would be able to know, I always am putting a post, okay, I'm on the road again to look for service heroes.
Yeah, you're always moving.
And even though it's a time-consuming thing, it's very rewarding. I didn't know the term chemo buddy at the time, but I had a very dear friend who I walked that journey through. And like you said, it's a lot of time spent, but I felt rewarded in being able to cheer her up. And sometimes it's hard because some of those visits are really kind of rough. But it's very rewarding to walk someone through the process.
Oh, big time! The support and inspiration is. What Tamara's doing is just, it makes a total difference in the attitude somebody might have that's on a downward spin with this diagnosis, you know.
Right, and I want to share one quick story because it really says it all, and that is one of my chemo buddies, that's a stage four, her doctor no more than a couple of weeks ago walked into the office, her visit, and looked at her and said, "Why are you still alive?" Not in a negative way, but just truly wanting to know, because all of her, everything says, points to the fact most likely she shouldn't be. And she just looked at him, like, not skipping a beat, like she doesn't. She's like, "I have a reason to live. I am a chemo buddy for life. I am an ambassador for the chemo buddies for life, and I am a service hero."
That's right.
They're right, there. You know, so the doctor wanted to know more. Yes.
The, the statement, the positive, just it just totally makes a difference, and it changes literally the chemistry in your body. But we want to thank you, Tamara, for coming on. You're just, like I said, your middle name is Inspiration, okay? And and people, it's just making a difference, and we need more. We need to clone you. We need more Tamara.
Well, you know what? I'm happy to do whatever I need to do to help those that want to do. And, you know, if they want to work with me, I'm happy to clone myself and you know, and make them even that much more of an energized camera.
We love it. That's great. Well, thanks
well,
for coming
thank
on,
you
Tamara.
So much
Maybe
for
we'll
being
see you in
on
Vegas.
The show.
Well, thank you. Yeah. And yes, come out to Vegas. Bring the Easy Way family. We would love it. Okay.
All right.
We support you 100%, Tamara. Thanks for coming on. And you're
well,
the best.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye. That's one inspirational young lady, right, Ree? And with that, I think we're going to be moving into our commercial and then Carmelita. Carmelita's
All
going.
Right.
Boomers Forever Young is really making a name for themselves as an exciting nutritional company with products that really work. People from all over the country are starting to take notice. Their whole person approach to health and wellness, combined with their unique array of powerful natural health products, are setting them apart from all the other companies in the nutrition industry. Their customers love the one-on-one free consultations and the results they experience. Sound a little too good to be true? Then go online to boomerboost.com today and sign up for a free consultation with a product specialist, or just give us a call at 1-800-861-4609. Again, that's boomerboost.com. Or call 1-800-861-4609 to join the thousands already experiencing the benefits of Boomers Forever Young products.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Good morning, everyone. It's always great to be back here in Radio Land. Okie doke, and I am so excited, just like the Pointer Sisters used to say, because I have a great musical guest. Not only does he come from musical legacy, he himself has a special platform, a new venture for him, running for the board of Beverly Hills. I welcome my guest today, Marvin Winans, Jr. Good morning.
Good morning, Carmelita. How are you?
I'm doing very well, especially since I'm talking with you.
Thank you so much.
All right. You know, I had no idea of your background until I really, really checked you out. I mean, you've got it going on. First of all, we're all familiar with the Winans family, and that in itself is a legacy. And I know that you have many, many achievements under your belt. You are very diversified, and you've been on many television shows, including the Oprah Winfrey Show, Donnie and Marie, Queen Latifah Show, and so on. That is just part of your journey. You had a international success with your debut album, which garnished a Grammy Award nomination. And one of these days I'm working on it, Marvin. I've got, my husband was teasing me. He said when I got my award yesterday for Arts for Peace, he said, do you need another award? And I said, yeah, I've got one more on the bucket list. When I get my Grammy, I'll be through.
Well, I'll be on that. I was nominated but didn't get to win, so, you know.
Oh, well, that's close enough. Just beginning the nomination in itself is an honor, you know.
Yeah, maybe we can do something together and we can, you know, and get it together at the same time.
Hey, I'm going to put that out in the universe. Thank you for that. You never know. You just never know. You know, all of the awards that I've received, they've always been by surprise, which is really, you know.
Really?
Just, yeah, it's really been a wonderful thing. I just never knew anything about them, and, you know, it's always been a surprise. So, you know, you just have to just keep on keeping on and doing what you do, because I know that the Lord has a plan for all of us. And like I always say, if you want to make God laugh, just tell him your plans.
Right. Absolutely. I'm
yeah, but listen.
Right,
yeah, but listen, I'm sure that the plan for you to be on the board of the Beverly Hills school district is in the works. So can you please tell us what led you on that journey?
So my wife and I, I'm from Detroit, Michigan, and I tell people, you know, I went to high school in a little town called Beverly Hills, Michigan. It was a school called Detroit Country Day School. Chris Webber has gone there, Shane Battier, basketball stars, and you know, I had no idea that, I don't know how many years later, I graduated, my 20-year anniversary is this year, so that I'd be running for school board in Beverly Hills, California. It's pretty interesting to me because my wife and I just simply moved into Beverly Hills because we wanted to have our kids in a great school district. And I got involved in a committee that really was a very important issue that we were dealing with in that committee in the city with the district. I learned so much about the community. I learned about the business finances with the district, learned about the history and just everything that was going on. And honestly, after that, you know, I got involved in some security committees because after Parkland happened, we needed to do some things to make sure that the kids were safe. And I think I really just found out that, you know, because my son was in first grade and our first kind of foray into public school as far as having children, I think I found out that I was an involved parent. I think, you know, you don't know until you have kids, but I think I'm the type of dad who gets involved.
Yes.
One thing led to another. I started getting a lot of people who saw my work and my effort and my passion and saw that I had kids that were young and really realized that I had, you know, something to offer. And they started asking me to run for school board because there were two seats coming up. At first, I thought it was a big joke because it was never on my my list of things to do. I never thought that I'd be doing it. But like you said, you know, God has a plan. It's sometimes bigger than yours, which were always bigger than yours. And I said yes, and I decided to run. And we're almost at the end of this race. We have about a week and a half to go. November 6th is coming up. And looking for as many votes as I can get, you know, and we'll see what happens.
Well, I think it's wonderful that you are involved like you are. And by the way, I was on the phone this morning with Cantor Esther Leon Schwartz, a very dear friend. In fact, she did an invocation yesterday at the Arts for Peace during a candle lighting ceremony, which was absolutely beautiful. And We've been friends for many years now and done things together, and I definitely would like for you to get together with her. You know, she has a buddies program that she put together, and she has visited the Beverly Hills school, Beverly Hills High School, that is. And I think it's just a wonderful concept. You know, many years in the past, there used to be prayers in school, and of course that is no longer the case. But when you recognize your fellow human being and you buoying them up so that everybody can be positive with each other, these buddies, you know, are to prevent bullying, you know, to transfer what could be bullying into a friendship. And by simply recognizing each other, they go around in a circle at the beginning of the day. And I suppose after the flag salute, they do this. And it's the beginning of the school program, and it seems to have a very positive effect. In fact, she was on the news, a news segment, and they focused on her journey. She's a Holocaust survivor and very much into a spiritual approach, you know. And I would love to see what the two of you can do together in the Beverly Hills School District.
Yeah, it'd be awesome. I would love to talk to her. If I'm on the school board, it'd be, you know, I'd have at least one-fifth of a vote, you know what I mean, and or at least, you know, to be able to get something in, and as well, you know, to maybe even, you know, create something that we can have and make programs that will limit, you know, people being affected negatively by, you know, others in school. I think, you know, children and students sometimes when you're young, you don't really know the effects you have, you know, the words that you say and how you treat someone and what they have to deal with after the fact. You really kind of are more focused on yourself, and you really don't really see what that person is dealing with. And so having an example, like you said, a buddy, if you will, to kind of role model a different route, a different path, and maybe see something a little bit more effective in making someone feel better, maybe other kids will recognize, you know, there's a different thing that I can do that maybe is more positive. I can see the results of my actions and maybe change and do things differently. So I think that might be a great idea.
You know, more or less recognize what the other has done that's positive, and they, you know, showcase that in front of the classroom. It makes the other one look good and feel good. And when you feel good, you do good, you know. It's all about state of mind. You know, what our thoughts are so powerful, and we are all powerful beings, but many people just don't recognize it.
Yeah, you know, what we're doing right now is, you know, trying to make sure that every student in this district not only, you know, has good parenting at home, you know what I mean, we can't control that, but we want to make sure that they have a good experience at school. And so,
absolutely,
you know,
yes.
Yeah. Educating them is one piece of it, and I think that's a huge piece of it. But the entire social dynamic, you know, people are, you know, being affected emotionally and socially as well. And so academic, social, and emotional are important for a student's well-being. And so we have to make sure that in Beverly Hills, and honestly everywhere, I would hope, would have the best possible scenario in education and social emotional strengthening as possible. So
yes,
that's what we look to, want to make it as good as possible. So we welcome anyone that has any great ideas to you know help us to build that.
Yes, and I am, of course, you know, a flag waver for that, because I'm a former LA Unified School District educator. I taught for nearly 25 years in the school district, and we had many wonderful programs. I actually wrote a grant, and it was a school-wide event where we had an Afro Expo. And I do believe that a lot of those kids who would be gang members are that way because they don't have a positive view of themselves. You know, they need a positive self-image. And when they can realize that they come from a culture that is rich in beauty and art and music, it does make a difference when somebody realizes where they come from and their rich heritage and what was given to this country. So, you know, I was mostly in the South Central District, and, you know, I had to deal with the Crips when I was still teaching. And then after I left, I went to a so-called opportunity school where I was dealing with the Blood. So I had the best of both worlds. but those were my babies. And, you know, that's what kept me going. They all thought I was their mama. when you know that love really does, it's more powerful than any weapon that you can imagine.
Yeah.
So I just want to put that out there. Love is really what makes a difference, and we have to come together and promote love, and brush away what we're seeing lately. You know, in the news, we really need to go in a better, higher direction. And I just want to thank you for coming on my show as my guest today, and we'll be in touch. And I want to congratulate you on what you're doing, and I want to be able to congratulate you once you reach that seat, okay? And can you give us a shout out of your website so people can know how to look you up?
Yeah, no, I appreciate you so much, Carmelita, for this opportunity. If anybody wants to know more about, you know, the campaign before you go vote November 6th, make sure you go vote because it's important. But it's Marvin4BHUSD. That's Marvin, the number 4BHUSD, like Beverly Hills Unified School District. And or you can check me out on Facebook. We're friends, Carmelita, on Facebook. And,
okay. So, all right. Yeah, you know, I wanted you to get the word out about the Easy Way Broadcasting, your show today.
Absolutely.
So good. We're friends on Facebook now. Great.
Absolutely. So I appreciate everybody, and looking to do, you know, the best I can possibly do to bring the school district where my children are in. You know, I have a 7-year-old, a 4-year-old, and a 2-year-old. She's not quite in school. But I'll be vested. I'm involved for the long haul. I'm a co-president of the PTA at my son's school. And like I said, I got involved. And so I'm looking to do my best here. And, you know, there's something I found out, Carmelita, is that if I were to win this, I'd be the first ever elected African-American in Beverly Hills history. And so
let's see you make history. We need to change.
Yeah, it would be a historic election. It would be a historic election. And, I'll be honored to have that little, you know, that little piece of history, you know, for such a great city as well. So, you know, I'm excited and just interested to see what's going to happen. Regardless, we have to help the kids. If I win or lose, I'm still going to be involved. I want to make sure that things are great for not only my children but others. So thank you so much for this opportunity.
Thank you for having been a guest on Carmelita's Corner on the Easy Way Network.
Amazing, amazing. Carmelita really, really has some interesting guests on. Well, Rita?
Absolutely. And then
smartphone, cell phone,
there
PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
Well, with so much going on in the world, as you know, it's been mentioned several times today, especially with the latest mass shooting, we all need to relax. We need to take a breath and relax. A lot of us are not able to get to sleep at night. We're tense during the day. I've been having some leg problems, but I really think that they're related to just my legs being tense. My muscles are tense. I'm tense because it's such a crazy world that we're living in today. Well, your iPad and your iPhone can be good. Be used for good, not just for evil. And they have apps on there that will help you relax. There are all kinds of different ways for people to relax. We have a nervous system that doesn't want to shut down sometime, and we've just got to force it. So go to your app store, and you can just type in relax, and you'll find all kinds of apps. There are relaxing music. They have apps that will just play relaxing music that you can listen to during your day instead of pumping in what sometimes I hear coming from people's cars, their radios. It's just amazing to me. But to get away from that, just listen to some relaxing music. They're also relaxing games. I like playing games, but most of the games I play are not relaxing. So I'm going to check some of these games out. There are relaxing sounds. don't you love it when it rains and you can hear the rain hitting on a tin roof outside, or when you're near a waterfall, or if you go by the ocean? They have sounds that are recorded that sound, well, they are the real thing. And you can place it near your window and make your mind believe that you're on a beach in Hawaii or in Tahiti or somewhere. But just relaxing sounds, and it calms your body down, especially before you go to sleep. There are relaxing meditations that you can actually play that will cause you to meditate and fall asleep. So a lot of people I'm talking to are having problems with sleep. They, you know, are taking Ambien, which is really, you know, it makes you crazy at night. So I don't know how healthy that is. It'll knock you out. But then people are, you know, Ambien calling and Ambien driving, and that's not good. And they even have something called a relaxing jump. I'm going to check into that. But there's all kinds of apps that you can put on your phone, your iPad, whatever device that you have, your Android or iPhone, it doesn't matter. And it will help you relax. And what do we need more than relaxation in these trying times? So go to the app store. Some of them are free. Some of them are 99 cents. Some of them can get expensive. But whatever your pocketbook demands, you can get something to help you relax. And that's my tech time for today. And let's go on to Jim's Gym.
Okay, baby, okay, boomers. Baby boomers, it's time it's for Jim from Jim.
You know what, that was a good bit of advice, because the stress thing is really becoming something that affects people's lives. And so, like Retha said, you got to take that time to unwind. I'll go to bed at night. I'll put some ocean music on. Or you ever listen to the whale sounds? That's kind of cool, too. But, guys, tomorrow, Eric will be announcing on Facebook.com/ Eric Zuli, Ezuli, his new channel, not his channel, his on his network, it'll be a televised talk show on channel 44 and 32. Pretty cool, huh? And, we got Facebook.com/ Ezuli, Eric's main profile page. He'll be announcing his all the updated versions of the EasyWay Network on his EasyWay TV, DirecTV, Twiggy TV, IBM. We got FreeCast, Rabbit, MyTV to go, Alabama, WBCF, China, India, Germany, Europe, Southeast Asia, 6 million Thompson TV. DirecTV, 21.3 million, Actors Reporter, Fan TV, Voice America, Voice America TV, Hollywood Connection. Wow, there's just so many. I'm going to let him tell you everything. We've got 106.1 FM, Woman on TV, Roku, Amazon, Apple TV, Dante TV, My TV Channels, KXLA TV station on channel 44 and 32. Yes, Eric's been busy, and I'll tell you, there's a lot of work goes into this stuff. When you see all this on the EasyWay Network, and it just helps a lot of people get out there. Like years ago, it was a little different. You'd be on the radio, you'd be on television. Now with his, like we say, he's become kind of the portal between radio, television, and online media. And he's bringing it all together, and that's why so many people try to contact him, because, like they call him, the digital Dick Clark. And he's just brought together all these channels and affiliates and created, quite a way of an outreach. If somebody wants to do branding and things like that, it's just unbelievable how he gets out. And then we got, I just want to give a couple mentions here, Dr. Gregory Brown. Influential People magazine is be on the cover, and he's also on the EasyWay Wall of Fame. He's going to be coming up on the show with Retha and I. And we've got the on bb.easywayhealth.com, the Boomer Boost is what I take, and I'll tell you what, I'm not just doing a commercial here. I like Boomer Boost Reith, and I talk about health and staying in shape and everything. You got to work at it a little bit, especially when you get over a certain age. You can't just have the milkshakes and the burgers. You know, you got to work at that. And we do. So, and Mary Crawley's Freedom Ball coming up, Fight Against Sex Trafficking. It's going to be this time, the event at the Viceroy and on the rooftop. The Freedom Ball Mary Crawley had was just amazing. And it was just not only amazing, but people that were there. And then the show we had a big thunderstorm. And while the people were speaking, you'd see it in the background. So now we got another one coming up in Dana Point on December 7th. Pauline Crawford, Miss Magical Conversations. I'll tell you what, talking about taking conversation to another level. Like we say, when you meet somebody initially in a business, did you know when they come in your business and they like what they see, it can make a 60 to 70% difference on what they will invest with you on the first impression. And this is the specialty Pauline has. She's been working at this for 35 years, so it makes a difference. Jason Burke at the High Performance Success Summit. Dante recommended a party bus situation for the transportation. This is getting exciting just in itself. The Palms Hotel on the 9th to the 11th, Jason Burke, High Performance Success Summit. Well, that's how we're getting there. And it's going to be a bus situation, and we're all going to be showing up together, a big group. Subscribe to EasyWayBroadcasting.com. Text EasyWay to 55678, and EasyWay Radio. I'll tell you, this is the way to get out. So, Reith, a lot of stuff, and it's a little different than it was back in the 60s and 70s.
And, yeah, it is.
You know, we've got so much, and the EasyWay that Eric's been building with, and you meet people, and they have situations that we connect with, and it just keeps spreading and spreading. And
I know. Did you know that we're on iTunes? We're on iTunes. You can go to iTunes, search for Radio Boomers Live, and we've got over 300 shows on iTunes.
Oh, boy, this is, you know, he didn't look at his competition. He brought them in as affiliates, and it's just, you know, it used to be two tells four, tells six, and et cetera. Now it's two tells 400, tells 60,000, and the word spreads. You know, like when Eric does an event, well, we'll see people doing events, and you and I have been a lot of events together, and you'll see they do the event, and that's kind of it. It just fizzles out afterwards. But you notice when Eric does one, he'll have the wire image and the Getty and all these big cameras come that get out there, and the online cameras and Pepper J's Actors Reporter and all these different networks. And
oh, I want to give a shout out to Pepper J too, because I saw her last night and she was looking gorgeous. I'm telling you, she was gorgeous.
Pepper J always looks gorgeous. Reith, you got to go out there and check out Pepper's place
I
out there.
First
class ranch she put together out there. It's amazing. But we got Teresa Snyder, TV host, and we got Billy Moore, the ABC Youth Foundation, what Reith we were talking to you about on November 12th in San Diego. Why don't you come out there if you can? If you don't want to drive, take the train. We'll pick you up. And this is I don't know, Reith, if you remember, but Archie Moore was the world class boxer back in the day, and Billy is his son, and Billy's doing his own thing. He's got like a 95 success rate with these kids he's working with, and you know, I'll tell you. So this is going to be exciting, and I don't know if I missed anything, but.
Well, we're out
we're
of time,
be,
so if you
we're
did,
out of
it's
time,
missed.
Right? It just goes so fast. Thank you, Tamara Hunter, for coming on. And guys, keep the faith, keep healthy, keep moving, and don't pull your
we'll
back on
back
like
next
I did.
Week, Monday morning, 10 a.m.
Monday morning, guys. Radio Boomers Live, Reith and I. Till then, Keep the faith, keep healthy, keep moving, like I said.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.